Welcome to episode 2 of Stories from the VO Booth. I'm Tina Zaremba, voiceover artist and voiceover coach. Today we're talking with Lotus Productions. And the reason why I chose Lotus is they are top-notch and so personable. So with that, I want to introduce the team here because they're not only great to work with, but they're my friends. So it's a brother and sister duo, as well as an amazing producer, editor here. So we've got Marion. She's one of the executives here. Marion.
Hi, everybody.
And Sam, who is a producer and editor.
Hi, I'm the millennial.
And Jim Kennelly, who is the head honcho here at Lotus Production.
Thank you, Tina. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and we're really happy to be part of your first podcast.
Thank you very much. All right, let's dive in. How the heck did you fall into this crazy, fun industry? They don't talk about it at Career Day. Maybe they did at Syracuse. I don't know.
Great. I started as a location sound man. I've traveled around the world 2 or 3 times in the documentary film business.
Interesting.
But then I decided that wasn't quite the lifestyle I wanted to lead. I wanted to have a little more of a home and a family life. So I was able to make a contact here in New York City with a gentleman who had a production company called John Lotus Productions. And in its very beginning, John Lotus Productions was a voiceover business that said to out-of-town advertising agencies and production companies, if you want to work with the top talent, just give us one call because we have our own studio. We were union paymasters. We could do it all. So Lotus Productions, John Lotus Productions, was really the first of the one call, does it all production companies.
And you guys still are doing it. Only now it's not one call. It's one email, one tweet.
One click away. It's
one
all about
click
hiring,
away.
Hiring
one
talent.
One swipe.
Hiring talent on one click. That's the goal of Lotus Productions.
What do you guys do here at Lotus? I know you from casting auditions back in the early 2000s, I would come in. Mm-hmm. Now you auditions are emailed to me. And I also know that you've produced spots before, but I know you guys do more. So tell us a little bit.
Sure. At Lotus Productions here in New York, we always say we do record anything with the voice. We cast, produce, and direct commercials every day from our studio here in New York City. But we also work with talents all around America, all across the world. We hire people in studios all around the world because we believe voiceovers is a global business. And we just work to help people communicate their best ideas one to another.
Okay, so here's a couple questions that just sprang up. I don't have it on my sheet here.
Sure.
But let's just go with me. So you said you work with anyone anywhere in the world. Now, how many languages do you speak and how do you handle that language barrier? So I know you guys do work with Germany and I know you've done work with in the Middle East. A, how do you communicate and find the
right
production studio? And second, how do you handle if there's a language barrier? Right. Or do you know all these different languages
right
and you're just not
no,
telling
I just speak English. I took high school Spanish like everyone else. But obviously English is a language that you can find all around the world. And there are production companies like mine in every major market around the world. This is something I've always believed in. There's a man or woman like me in Bogota, Colombia, in Mexico City. There's a man or woman like me in London, England, in Paris, in Frankfurt, and there's guys in Dubai. And basically, you can call them, tell them what your voiceover project is, and they know all the local talent. They know all the local agents. So they know how to quickly cut through any delay in finding talent. I can call my friend in London and say, hey, we need 4 20-year-old soccer hooligans. And he can send me, hey, pick any of these 8 guys. They're all great. And instead of having to call many different casting agents, call many different talent agents, and ask them the same question over and over again, these men or women who are very good at producing voiceovers in these different markets quickly get you to your goal of casting a voice that someone's looking for.
So you decided, obviously, okay, we want to reach beyond the United States, North America. So you must have had some sort of strategy with that, and you're reaching out to different countries. Did you have a PR person or a marketing person, or was it you that just emailed these production companies?
No, like, it's always me working creatively. The industry changed in the late 1990s and the early 2000s in that you had to cast much more specifically. You couldn't hire an American actress to do a British accent.
Right.
You had to get a real British accent. Almost 50% of our work is in Spanish now. And at one point, there was like generic Spanish that people seemed to be interested in. And we cast in that for a very long time. What changed is now we're getting direction that it can't be Mexican. It can't be Puerto Rican. It needs to be South American. And so we had to grow our pool of Spanish talents to cast much more specifically. And this is true in any other language, whether it's going to Dubai for voices that are Arabic, if it's going into Germany or casting in Italy and Rome because we need certain types of Italian accents. So just the industry becomes more authentic. You have to be more accurate in your casting.
And so did you reach out to these production companies yourself, or did you hire, outsource a marketing person?
We know the right question to ask. I trust myself. So we sort of kick around in a market and try to find the person who best helps us achieve our goals.
Yeah. That's some hustle there and some consistency. And I think the reason why I'm kind of digging about that is because when I work with talent, they're like, well, I need my agent to get me the auditions, or I don't know how to get the auditions. And I think there's something to be gleaned from what you're saying in terms of getting more work for yourself and Lotus Productions here, in that you guys created that for yourself. I mean, you started with the Spanish market and you reached out to production companies, and then you moved out to Germany.
One of the reasons we did it is because, there was a moment there where we started to get into audiobooks. We thought that might be interesting for us as a production company. And audiobooks are an important part of voiceovers, but I just happened to find them boring to record them and produce them. Yeah. So I thought, well, let's get away from audiobooks. Let's look at the globalization of spots. Let's look at e-lessons. So those became two new categories that we started to pursue more aggressively. And now what happens is our clients will send us two or three videos in English and then asked us to cast it in 7 or 8 different languages. So we went from just doing 3 videos in English to doing 24 videos. So we're, as a company, we're able to grow. And certainly I knew the globalization of voiceovers was going to be a trend in the future. So we just followed that trend.
I tell talent that I work with, pick a couple lanes to focus on, whether it's e-learning or commercials. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Or do you feel like they should be a jack of all trades?
Well, I think it really depends on your talent. I think taking your time to be serious about a certain genre in voiceovers, whether it's promos or e-lessons or narrations or audiobooks, certainly that's important too. You put a certain amount of energy into it and you try to see if that works for you, if you're successful. And if it's working great, follow up on it. If it's a dead end, then maybe try something else. You just got to stay loose. You got to follow the way the industry moves, way culture moves. There's things that, kind of give you indications of what to do.
You know what I so appreciate about you, Jim, is that you really do look ahead. Where do you think the industry is going?
Okay.
Will there even be a need for voiceover talent, or are we all AIs out there speaking?
There'll be a place for AI, but there'll always be a need for voiceover talent because of the creativity that goes into it, the subtlety of human voice. You can trick the eye, but you really can't trick the ear. It's much more difficult to trick the ear. People recognize when something is out of sync, when it's not sincere as it should be. It's something good for voiceover talent to remember. We do always think 3 years ahead, to be honest. That's the way I always look at this industry. I always think about, right now I'm thinking, what are 18, 19, 20-year-olds thinking when they look at the internet, when they listen to voices? Because these are going to be the producers in 5-6 years. These are the people that are going to be emailing me or somehow contacting me about voiceovers. So at Lotus Productions, we're always looking 3 years ahead. Where will the industry be in 2020 right now?
Where will
the industry be in 2020 right now? The biggest thing to think about the industry as we look at it in the future is speed. Everything is going to be about speed. I just think online casting is coming to an end, that there'll be something new in the next 2-3 years. You'll be auditioning and casting on mobile platforms. There is the traditional route of you call a casting agent and or you call a talent agency and you send them your specs and they get the script and then they do some auditions and they send it back to you. But to be honest, it's too slow. The future of the industry, that's already too slow. So the voiceover talents that are successful right now, you really need to be up on technology. You really need to have a home studio. And you do have to aggressively market yourself. You got to put yourself out there. And you have to look at the different social media platforms because that is where millennial producers are looking for voices.
All right. So, Jim, thank you so much for taking the time. I guess last question I have for you is, how do people stay in touch? You mentioned that you do listen to demos, that you found someone on Twitter one time. So can people just email you their demos? What should they do?
Yeah, you can email us at hello@lotusproductions.com. And Lotus is LOTAS. I would say you should follow us on Instagram and Twitter to see what we're up to in the studio and also kind of get in the flow of the advice I'm giving to voiceover talent. And it's perfectly all right to email us and recontact us. I know you're just trying to be successful, and so am I. So it never bothers me if you send me a little note saying hey, I read for this is a new account I have, or here's a play I'm in. All that information just keeps you in front of me. It's very important for whatever producer, director, casting person you're trying to get in front of, that you do exactly that, that you keep in front of them, because there's so many talents.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I truly, truly appreciate all you do, not only for my career, but everyone out there. No, I'm serious.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Stay tuned next week for episode 3, where I talk with Rebecca Ha, voiceover artist and creator of Love That Improv VO, improvisation for voiceover actors online. If you're looking for a quick, sure way to bring your all to your auditions and bookings, you're going to want to check this out. Until next time, here's to owning our voices.